want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Title of this message is Don't Leave Home Without It, Part 2. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
So the point is, the Holy Spirit, He warns you beforehand. But then when you go through it, thank God for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that says, you know, not only should you not have done that, but you know, you are not representing God in any way, shape, or form here. And you are hurting people. And you know, I thought you had a relationship with the Father. I don't know if He deals with y'all like that, but He deals with me like that. I thought you knew God. I thought you really loved God. Well, that gives an opportunity for my heart to take a hold of the fact that I was very selfish in that particular moment, no matter what that moment was, and gives me an opportunity to repent and repent quickly. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin. Thank God. Then we said the Holy Spirit regenerates us by His power. Man, again, I never want to try to function without the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. He regenerates me. He constantly empowers me. It's kind of like, you know, this microphone has what we call rechargeable batteries in it. And if you just let it go and go and go, it's going to work for a little bit, but the next thing you know, this mic's going to start skipping and popping and doing all kinds of stuff. Why? Because these batteries need a recharge. And in the same way, you and I need to be recharged. In fact, the scripture tells us to be recharged daily. It says it like this, be filled daily. Then we said the Holy Spirit lives in us. So He's not just someone that we, you know, hey, Holy Spirit, I need you to come along with me this time. No, He lives in us. Everywhere we go, He wants to be with us. And He lives in us. And unless we somehow are trying to expel Him out of us and don't welcome Him to go with us, He lives in us, which ought to keep us always thinking, I don't want to bring the Holy Spirit into some place that He don't want to go. And I don't want to get involved in some kind of action that the Holy Spirit doesn't want to be involved with. So again, He lives in us. It's just sobering thoughts, but thank God He lives in us. He's made His home in us because we don't have to ever go looking for Him. He's right there. Number 4 is that the Holy Spirit seals us, marking us as His own. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. Tell somebody there's more than you've experienced so far. See, there's more, it says, until we acquire possession of it. Right? But the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of that inheritance. You know, the world should see us and know that we are His. Now, the picture of the seal here is not like, you know, the Bible says that they sealed Jesus' tomb, right? It's not like that. The picture of the seal is, it's kind of like a signet ring where the king's seal is on it. And they would use it to put a little piece of wax on whether they were sending some kind of a note or a letter or whatever. They would put that piece of wax down and the king's ring would seal that wax, or it would imprint into that wax, and that wax was the seal. So what this really means is that God has put His mark on you. I want you to turn to somebody and declare over them. I want you to do this now. Declare over them, you have been marked for the gospel. Tell them you carry the king's seal. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I remember hearing a story years ago about, I believe it was David Livingstone. And as he was going through his travels in Africa, you know, there was, it was a very dangerous, primitive place at the time. And he was going through, and some of you, I know you've heard this, but as he's going through his travels, he runs into a particular chief. And David Livingstone had it was a goat. You know, and of course they'd use the goat for milk and stuff like that. And as he's going through this travel, this chief, as he meets him in his village, decides that he wants David Livingstone's goat. And so he says, I will give you this. And he gives him a staff, you know, it's a stick. And David Livingstone's thinking that, you know, this is not a great trade. You know, we need this goat. We need it. You know, it provides milk, but of course, this tribal leader who was, you know, a pretty well-known tribal leader says, no, I want the goat. And he gives him this staff. Well, David Livingstone didn't know what he had there. He went on ahead and traded, but he did not know what he had there. What he found out is that from that point on, everywhere he went, as he walked with that staff, because the staff had the king's seal on it, everywhere he went, not only did he, and look, people gave him goats. They gave him stuff. Why? Because he had the king's seal. Everywhere he went with that seal, he carried that king's authority. So this isn't just about we're sealed for salvation. This is about the fact that we carry the king's seal, and everywhere we go, devils have to part. Everywhere we go, there is a seal upon us where the hordes of hell know who you are because they know who he is. So what he has done with his seal is he has authorized us. You know, when Pastor Cindy has some chickens, and I always say Pastor Cindy has some chickens because they weren't my idea, first of all. But secondly, I say that because if I start claiming them, that means I'm going to have to do all the taking care of them. So I call them Pastor Cindy's chicken, all right? Now, I do my part, all right? Just letting you know, I do my part to take care of them. But I noticed something about them chickens. They'll be all out there in the yard, and especially if they think I'm bringing some feed or something, and they'll come all running. I mean, and there's a bunch of them. But I noticed something about them. When I walk through there, them chickens part like the Red Sea. And it's kind of like that. See, we carry the seal of God Almighty, the creator of the universe. We carry his seal. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, they don't recognize me. The devils don't recognize me, but they do recognize the Holy Spirit in me. And they know they've been defeated. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit's presence. Never leave home without it. All right, let me throw you one more out there. Number five, the Holy Spirit teaches us. He teaches us. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, but the anointing that you received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. Now, let me tell you, this does not mean that you get cocky and arrogant. Like I've heard people say, I don't need nobody to teach me anything, right? I've even heard people say, I got Jesus. He's the only teacher I need. Well, and they're talking about referring to this scripture, right? But here's how it works. Obviously, God raises up teachers. The Bible says that he equipped the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to do what? Equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. So he's not saying that we don't need teachers. He didn't ever raise teachers up if that were the case. But what he is saying is that with the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit will take that information and turn it into revelation. That the Holy Spirit will take what is being presented, and here's another thing he'll do. He'll let you know whether or not it's from God. Because just because you hear something out of a pulpit somewhere or on a TV ministry program or radio program doesn't mean that it's necessarily truth. So the Holy Spirit, that anointing that he puts in us, it abides in us, but then it says, now we need to abide in him. And the Holy Spirit will take a hold of something and he'll say, that's truth, that's truth, that's truth, that's truth. And this is how you apply that truth in your life. That's how he teaches us, all right? So John chapter 14, verse 26a. And by the way, we also, you know, we do need to read the word, because as we read the word, then the Holy Spirit can take that word and make it alive to us. I've had people even tell me, I don't even need to read that Bible. I got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches me what I need. Yeah, but you're talking heresy all the time because you're ignorant of the word and you believe all kind of fallacies. That's how cults get started. All right, so John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Man, I love that. That, you know, how many of you have ever been in a situation where you just didn't know what to do? I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can give you answers, can show you what to do in a time when your own brain can't come up with the answer. The Holy Spirit can reveal that. I have had that happen to me so many times. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful, wonderful teacher, all right? And so he will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit takes the knowledge of the word that we read and he hears and he brings it to life in our spirits. It is there in our spirit, man, that the word becomes a what we call the rhema word or a revelatory word, revelation, where it's not just information in our brains, but it becomes revelation in our spirits. The spirit is where the seed of the word is germinated and life is brought forth. See, the Holy Spirit works out of our spirit, not out of our head. So he takes that which the Word of God has put into us, or maybe that we've heard from a teaching or something, and he makes it alive for us. All right, Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes and is justified. So we can believe in our heart. See, a lot of people think belief is only in the head. No, we have the ability, God created us with the ability to believe in the heart. You know what, that's so important because sometimes your heart needs to believe something that your head says is impossible. Happens to me all the time. So for with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth, one confesses and is saved.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.